Keller?
Good morning, and how are you?
Fine, Leonard.
That's great. I've tried not to bother you, and I'll be very brief. I have two personnel matters I'd like to talk to you about. First, I didn't know whether you had told anybody to go ahead on this recommendation of the Canadian Commissioner General. I got word that the name I recommended, Colonel Wolfson, has been investigated, cleared by the Democratic National Committee, but I didn't know what anything you wanted me to do.
No, I hadn't heard about that and hadn't checked it, Leonard. I just remembered when I was in the hospital that his name was suggested. Did we have some problem with him there, that transit company in Washington?
No, it's no relationship.
Is it?
No, this fellow was mayor of Miami. He's the head of Wometco Theaters, which has several hundred theaters, and it has four television stations, and he has the aquarium in Miami. His company is listed on the New York Stock Exchange.
Is there any problem on him at all? You got an FBI on him?
I don't know. I don't think that there's an FBI on him yet, but Holland is a very close friend of his, and George Smathers apparently got queried. George called me and he said, sure, he's fine. I own stock in his company. Why don't we give it to Tom Fleming, who is my campaign manager? And I said, George, look, you make whatever recommendation you want to the president, because I don't have this job to fill. But he said he would go along with him. He wouldn't oppose him. He has stations in Florida and North Carolina and the state of Washington. Now, as I say, I have no brief for him. I just need somebody because Bill Clark, who's the deputy and is Joe Clark's nephew, is just irresponsible and I have to watch him like a hawk. And I would like to be relieved of that by giving a responsible man the job here, and it's a big one.
All right, what I would do, Leonard, is tell Joe Califano over there to ask the FBI to give me a brief report tomorrow, and I'll act on it.
Okay, now this man doesn't know anything about it, you know. I haven't even approached him.
Oh, you haven't talked to him?
Oh, no.
Well, you better ask him if he'd be interested and tell him that you haven't got it firm. But now, is this Lewis Wolfson?
No, it's Mitchell Wolfson.
Are they any kin?
Not at all.
Is he any kin to the shipbuilder?
None. Lewis Wolfson, the shipbuilder, and the transit man are the same.
Yeah.
This fella is no relationship at all.
Well, now, was there any problem with Lewis Wolfson?
Just the transit case, but he's never been involved, to my knowledge, in anything.
I thought he was a good fella myself, but I was just trying to seem like it's probably just that Washington Post crusade.
That's right. Now, the other thing, sir, you remember Howard Woods, who was over here as associate director?
Yeah.
He came in and he said, you know, Carl Rowan promised me a trip around the world, and I'm ready to take it 2 months to examine all the posts. And I said, well, what would you do, Howard? He said, well, this is part of my orientation and my background. I said, well, I'm sorry, I just don't see it because we've got people in all parts of the world. I was wondering, how stuck am I with this guy? He's competent, he doesn't do anything here. And I don't want to fire him or anything, I don't want to cause any problems, but at the same time, I want to know how delicate it is so I can judge accordingly.
Well, we always thought he was an exceptionally fine fellow. He's one of our best supporters, and of course, that almost disqualifies a fellow. But he ran the St. Louis Argus and was very friendly to us in 60, and then he was on the committee and was very helpful from 61 to 64 on equal opportunities with the problem with Bobby Kennedy and other things. And he was called in to be a deputy to Carl, try to bring the Negro ratio up in some of the top-level jobs. I haven't heard any more of him. I don't know what Carl told him. I wouldn't want him to be disappointed. I don't believe in the top man traveling, although I don't think he'd be missed much if he's gone a little while. But you might make a selective tour for him, and I guess everybody wants to travel a little bit, but I'd try to find something that would really require his contacts with the Negro community and keep him working like hell.
Well, that's what I'm going to try to do, but I didn't know how far to go. Now, the last thing you told me, my first and foremost responsibility was Vietnam. I've got very substantial personnel problems coming up there with 140 people due to come home next year. I've got to replace them, and including Barry Dorsey. Now, this is a very serious problem. I don't want to take it up on the phone with you because it's going to require a little more discussion than that. But I thought that I ought to get out there and try to get this group together and give them a pep talk and see if I can't agree to have them agree to extend their stay another 6 months or a year, because that's a lot of people to be coming home at this time. 140 of them in the pipeline next year.
Well, that's all right with me. You know our problem on Vietnam. I just turn Ms. Humphrey down. I just go to everybody I can. You be your own judge. It's all right to go ahead. I think I've kept you about as long as I can expect to.
Well, I don't have no desire to travel. I'm just telling you my problem. Now, one of the things I want you to think about, though, Mr. President, is this.
Can't you communicate with them without a personal visit? They know what you look like. Send them a picture.
Well, let me explain to you. I've got to sit down with Barry and try to convince him he's been gone nearly 2 years.
Well, I thought he was in Washington 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, but he wants to come home for an assignment here for 2 years.
Well, can't you convince him in Washington much as you...
I can bring him here.
Well, I mean, he's just been there, and he just left. I thought he was there about 60 days ago.
Well, he was here shortly after I was sworn in, and I talked to him at length, and he put me on notice at that time that when his time expired, he expected to come back because he had served his time. Now, his time is up in February. I know he'll stay until May because I've asked him to do that, but I'd like to have a little inducement to say to him if he stays it out to the end of 1966. We'll certainly take care of him, not in this agency in state, because you see there are very few jobs left for him now that he thinks are up to his standards.
Well, that's something you ought to talk to state about, because they won't want us making commitments about them, but I would take that up with Crockett before he leaves, and Rusk if you have a chance before he goes to Rio. And then let's see, and let's just drop him a note to, going over, and probably he'll be in, he may be in the meeting when we'll probably be having a meeting of all of them at some, either here or some other place between now and the first of the year.
Yeah, well, nothing would please me more than to be able to do this without me traveling. I am.
If I could, I'd just avoid it, because our people, you don't know how much they just, it's just a public disgrace. And we you saw this boy out there said that he'd had 45 visitors in the last 35 days.
I'd like to get him a medal.
And they have to protect everybody, but Mansfield's got a letter, and he's got to take off this morning. And they're just all leaving, and I sure want to keep ours at a minimum. I called the other day for 5 cabinet officers and found one.
Well, you found me here. Now, look, there is something I've got to do, and that's get my public affairs officers together in a regional meeting, because I can't bring them all to Washington. You can't whip these people up to enthusiasm and find, let them know what you're thinking of and trying to do without giving some sales talk. So I do want to call a meeting of those public affairs officers in the Near East area, Beirut or so, for a couple of days, and I'll do that in December when there's a lull here.
All right.
But other than that, if you don't think I need this project to go out to Vietnam, I'm delighted. I'm not looking forward to it.
I'd stay away from there and keep everybody else away till they win that war, if I could.
Okay. Delighted to talk with you, and I hope to see you soon when you get back for that, I assume you'll be back for Princess Margaret's party.
I hope so, yeah, Leonard.
Okay. Bye.